follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCrary, and I am the president of Dow Leadership Development. I'm also a certified leadership coach and a certified personal brand strategist. And over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you who are not quite familiar with personal branding, or perhaps this is the first time you've been to the show, or you've heard this term, personal brand, personal branding, and just not really clear about exactly what that means, a personal brand is your unique promise of value. It is your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, and creative abilities. Now, personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. Now, each week on The Leader and the Muse, we will be discussing personal branding through the lens of my Brand You program. Now, that's Brand Y-O-U, which means brand your own uniqueness. And it's designed to help leaders and entrepreneurs unearth and leverage their authentic personal brand. So I have to tell you, I was inspired to create this Brand You program, this idea of branding your own uniqueness, about leveraging what's authentically unique to you. I was inspired to do this by this wonderful quote by William Aruda, who is the godfather of personal branding. He's a personal branding guru from Reach Personal Branding. And he has this wonderful quote that says, "What makes you unique makes you successful." And I was so inspired by that, and know that that's absolutely true in my own life, that I've built my entire branding program around this concept of unearthing and discovering what's uniquely you and then leveraging that. So in this Brand You program, I have a four-step process to really help you jumpstart your brand. Now, the first step of that process is called excavate. And the excavate phase is really a journey of self-reflection. And we use a couple of tools to help you unearth your unique qualities. I use a 360 external assessment tool that allows you to collect very objective data anonymously from folks 360 degrees around you so that you can get a real clear objective sense of how you're perceived out in the world and how your brand is perceived out in the world. The other thing is a series of internal exercises that I have my clients work on to really help them get clear about their passion, their purpose, their creative abilities, and all those things that make you you. The second stage of the Brand You process is called clarify. And that stage is really about sifting the data that's been gathered in the excavate phase and boiling it down to its essential elements, really looking at your differentiators, your secret sauce, the things that set you apart from everyone else, the unique qualities, experiences, ideas, passions, things that you have that make you you, your it factor. So we sort of figure that piece out in the clarify phase. Also in Clarify, we also begin to look at your target market. So who are you trying to reach? And that's all, you know, dependent upon the goals you have. Are you trying to, is your target audience senior leadership who can promote you? Is your target audience a specific audience you're selling products to? So we get all that really clarified in the Clarify phase. The third step of the brand you process is called embody. And that is a critical, critical phase because that's where we actually look at the skills and practices that amplify your brand. Now, the embody phase is also the phase where your brand is the most visible because the embody phase includes what I called your, what I have termed your brand pie, which is your presence, right? The way that you communicate in ways that are, that inspire, engage, and motivate others. It also includes your image, and that obviously is how you appear, how you show up. Do you need to tweak what you're wearing? Do you need to add or delete some things from your wardrobe that are more in alignment with your true authentic brand? And then the E phase of that brand pie is your environment, right? Your environment. So what's happening in your environment? Are there elements there that really are not brand aligned, that aren't aligned with what's authentically you, aligned with your it factor? Are there things you need to, again, add and delete in that environment? So that's the embody phrase, where your brand becomes highly visible through your presence, your image, and your environment. Now, the fourth step of the brand you process is this idea of leverage phase. And implicit in that is this idea of action and motion, right? Of low impact actions that can have huge value to your brand and can really help launch your brand out in the world in ways that really drive success. So the leverage phase is where we look at what are the activities you can do. Well, let's create a strategy and a plan. Are you going to use social media to leverage your brand? Will you use some other forms of marketing or some other tools that really help leverage your unique offer to the world? So that's the brand you program, and those are the four steps in a nutshell that really help you jumpstart your brand. Now, usually on The Leader and the Muse, what we do is spend a show talking with a guest, interviewing a guest, and usually that guest falls under one of those four elements of the brand you program. This week, I will actually be your guest, and we'll be, again, diving down into the embody phase of the brand you process, because, again, that's the phase that's the most visible and most highlights your brand. And we'll be talking about one of the things that is can be really, really a challenge for many leaders, particularly in the corporate world, and can really diminish your brand if you're not careful, and certainly build your brand if you take some steps. So what I'm going to be talking about today is your virtual presence. Your virtual presence, and specifically what I'll be talking about is your telephone presence. So what you're doing in a telephone conference call and how you can communicate in ways that inspire, engage, and motivate your listeners to take action. So that's what the show is going to be about today. So let me just give you a little bit of background about how I actually got to this point of exploring virtual presence. So for about the past decade, I've worked with many, many leaders, as I identified in the intro, and working with them on their presence, on their leadership presence, their ability to communicate with impact, communicate in ways that inspire, motivate, and engage others. And one of the things that I found happening repeatedly was that many of my clients are on the phone. They meet with their teams on the phone. They have conference call after conference call after conference call, or a good portion of their communications as a leader, a good portion of their messages are delivered virtually. They're delivered on the telephone. I thought that this was a critical topic to address, and it's certainly something that I work with my clients one-on-one and in groups. We work a lot on virtual presence, and so I thought it'd be a good topic for our show today. So I've looked back over emails I've received from listeners, and I've identified nine or so challenges challenges that really present themselves when you talk about virtual presence. And so I thought I'd go through those challenges and take a look at each one of them, sort of the 9 top challenges to having incredible virtual presence. And then on today's show, which is entitled How to Pump Up Your Virtual Presence, we're going to talk about how do you flip that challenge and turn it into a great opportunity to really pump your presence and to really have impact in a virtual environment. So first of all, let's just start by talking about virtual presence and sort of defining it and what it is. So I define virtual presence as communicating the ability to communicate with impact in a virtual environment, whether it's telephone or video and even email, but this show is going to be about telephone, but being able to communicate with impact in a virtual environment in ways that inspire, engage, and motivate your listeners to take action, right? So virtual presence is also this ability to influence others even though you're in a virtual environment. So we're going to talk about how do you do that? How does that work? So let's start off by talking about some of the challenges, sort of the top 9 challenges that you're faced with when you have to deliver a conference call. And sometimes when you're on the other end and you're listening, you're attending a conference call, a telephone call. So the number one challenge that pops up many times for my clients is probably the biggest one is the audience. If you're delivering a telephone conference, you're running the conference or you're running that virtual meeting, the audience can't see you. The audience can't see you. So that's a huge, huge, huge challenge when you have to engage people and get them on board in a virtual environment. So one of the challenges associated with the audience can't see you is what I call sort of that communication loop, right? The communication loop means that there's a speaker, there's an audience, there's an exchange of energy that's happening between the two. And because if we're communicating and we're face to face or we can see each other, then we can read body language. We can read facial expressions. And in the body language, the facial expressions, the physical gestures, the voice inflection, all those things are working together to create meaning. And a huge part of it is body language, your gestures. So that when an audience can see you, if they're not quite understanding your words or if they're confused in some way, they're also picking up meaning and reading your body language to understand what you're talking about. So one example of just how powerful body language can be is think about when you perhaps have visited a foreign country, or perhaps you've met someone who where English is not their native tongue, and maybe they're visiting our country or working here. And when you try to talk with someone and you share different languages or you don't know the language, you'll notice that all of a sudden you speak more slowly. Sometimes you speak with more volume, which is unnecessary, but sometimes that happens. You also use more physical gestures because that's what helps create meaning. And if you've ever seen two people communicate who don't share a language, or if you've been in that circumstance, then you know how much you rely on body language and gestures to communicate meaning. So this is a huge, huge, huge part of communication is actually being able to see the audience. And on these telephone conference calls with your virtual presence, you cannot see your audience. So then you have to begin to adjust in other ways. You have to adjust in other ways. So one of the ways you make that adjustment is you must have energy and vibrancy in your voice and in the words you're using, right? So if you can't see your audience, you have to do things to really hold their attention. They can only hear your voice, so you need to have energy. You need to be totally focused as the person leading the meeting. You need to have vocal inflection and a variety of tempo and rhythms and ways that you're communicating, and using really juicy, impactful language, things that are going to really startle the ear or wake someone up or break someone who's maybe distracted, cause them to pay more attention and to really focus on what's going on. So that's sort of one of the top challenges of virtual presence. And we're going to break in just a moment here, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the other challenges and how you actually turn those challenges into an opportunity. So today we are talking about how to pump up your virtual presence. And I am Rochelle McCrary, host of The Leader in the Muse. We're on Voice America Business Channel, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Hello, everyone. This is Rochero McCrary. I am back, and this is still The Leader in the Muse. And today we are discussing how to pump up your virtual presence. And specifically, we're focusing on your presence on the telephone. So I was exploring in the before the break some of the top challenges, and I had about 9 challenges I've received emails about from my clients and from listeners, really outlining some of the top 9 challenges of doing telephone conferences, of leading virtually, of having virtual presence. So again, I have defined virtual presence as your ability to communicate with impact in a virtual environment, be it telephone, be it video, be it email, in ways that engage, inspire, and motivate others to take action. Now, today's show is going to focus on one specific aspect of virtual presence, and that is telephone conferences, because for so many of you, you lead your teams virtually and mainly you communicate by telephone, or even if you have teams that are in-house, you do a lot of telephone conferencing. So that's what our focus is on today, how to really pump up your virtual presence. So the first big challenge of pumping up your virtual presence and really having some impact on that phone is that the audience can't see you. So we talked about that right before the break. So the second big challenge is the flip side of that. So if you are leading the call, the flip side is that you can't see your audience. So not only can your audience not see you, they can't read meaning from your body language, from your facial expressions, and being able to see you. The flip side is you can't see your audience. And so what that means is that as the person who's leading the call, you have to be even more focused. You have to be even more present. You have to be even more physically and emotionally and mentally engaged and prepared to really pump up your virtual presence when you're in that telephone conference. So one of the things that you can do to really convert this challenge or transform this challenge into an opportunity to really drive your presence is, since you can't see the audience, you have got to be all in on that phone call. Now, what I mean by that is this. You have got to be completely and totally present, laser focused on the conversation. So many times I'll see my clients or know that they, when they're running telephone conferences, and let's say I'm shadowing a client and sort of observing them so I can see how I'm going to be coaching and working with them. And so I'll see them deliver a telephone conference, and they're sitting in their chair, not great posture, voices in a monotone, looking sort of down and just looking off into space because there's no one else in the room, no one else in their office. And so the energy level just begins to drop. You can probably hear it in my voice right now because I'm doing the exact same thing I see my clients do. And then everything just becomes really, really flat, right? And pretty soon you just start circling the drain, that the energy level in the meeting. What I suggest my clients do is do what I'm doing right now, which is to sit up straight in the chair, have a nice, great posture, have your feet flat on the ground, breathing deeply into the belly, and have some energy. Be completely focused on the call. And don't let the fact that you're by yourself and that you can't see the audience impact your energy level on this call. So you just have to imagine, use your imagination that you're talking to a group of people and deliver your message or run your meeting in the same way you would do it if people were in the room, using gestures, using facial expressions, and all those things that you normally do. So the tip here and the trick here is, just because you can't see your audience doesn't mean you don't do anything. Doesn't mean you just let yourself slip into a slump. If you can't see your audience, they can hear you. And so what you need to do is really support yourself and support your message by doing all of the same things you do. If your audience can see you and you can see them, do the same things, and it will show up in your voice and it will show up in your language, and it will be a way for you to engage your audience and drive the momentum of that meeting. So that's number two. You can't see your audience. So number three, the third challenge that listeners and my clients have identified for that they face on the phone is related to you can't see your audience and they can't see you, and that is that the energy gets low. The energy on the call gets low. So let me just paint a picture for you. So typically what happens is you have, for many of you, I know your days are racked and stacked. You have meeting after meeting after meeting, in person and on the phone. You're running from one thing to the next. You barely have a moment to breathe in between. Sometimes you're not breathing in between. And so sometimes just by the time you're on that fifth conference call or third conference call of the day, and it's the afternoon, and, you know, the conference call leader is talking in a monotone, you're sitting at your desk or wherever you are, and you're flipping through emails and you're distracted, and everyone else is doing the same thing, and the energy level just again starts to circle the drain, and it just circles, and the energy level goes down and down and down. So how do you take that challenge and turn it into an opportunity to drive your presence? So if the energy level is low, from the perspective of the person delivering the call, if you're delivering the call and you sense the energy is low, then what you need to do is exactly what I described in the previous challenge, which is you've got to up your energy level and inject energy into that call, right? So you up your energy level again by having straight posture, breathing deeply, being highly focused, being energized as you're speaking, using physical gestures. Those things get your voice going, get your energy level up. Doesn't allow you to slump into a monotone. If you're on the other end of the call and you're the recipient, you're part of the audience, and the energy level is low, I'm going to suggest the opportunity for you is to do the exact same thing. Sit up in your chair. And force yourself, have the mental discipline to be fully focused on the meeting. Instead of multitasking, checking your email, checking text messaging, instant messaging, working on your presentation, or whatever else you may be doing while that call's happening, what would happen if you decided for 10 minutes of this meeting, I'm going to experiment. I'm going to focus my complete attention on the meeting, on the speaker. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to respond when questions are asked of the group or of me. And I'm going to be fully, fully present and supportive and inject my energy into this meeting. Try that little experiment and see what happens when you, again, up your energy level and inject energy into the meeting. As I said before, communication is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. So there's a responsibility on the part of the speaker to generate energy, and there's a responsibility on the part of the listener to receive energy and also generate energy. So there's always that cycle going on between listening, receiving, responding, all those things working together. So that's sort of our That's number three of the top nine challenges related to telephone conference calls and related to virtual presence. Is when there's low energy, you got to up your energy and inject energy into that call. All right, so let's look at number four. Number four is the challenge is, and it's related to, again, all these challenges are related to each other. The challenge my listeners identified is that it says here, I get distracted when I'm on a conference call and I can't help but check my email or start answering things or trying to get other work done. I start multitasking. So this is the one that's really, really, really a challenge. This idea of having the mental discipline to stay present and stay focused, to be fully engaged. Now, in my leadership presence model, there's an element, there's a pillar of presence called engage. And engage is really about being fully present, about listening, about being responsive and asking questions that create a dynamic, create a loop of communication, that create an exchange of energy that is communication. And so if you are getting distracted and checking mail and all that stuff, that's the challenge. The opportunity for you is to really think about, are there places, are there times, is there a part of this meeting, or can I decide, okay, one meeting a day or really critical meetings, I'm going to pay complete and total attention. I'm going to push aside my email. I'm going to stop checking my instant messages, and I'm going to totally focus on this phone call. It really is a mental discipline. Now, you might not be able to do this for every single telephone conference that you have, but I guarantee you, if you look at each call that you have and think about maybe just a percentage of that call, you're going to be fully present. Or, at some point you're going to check in and just be fully present during the call. It will really shift the energy of the call. And once you start practicing that mental discipline of focus, you'll be able to really stay away from the things that distract you, like your email, your phone, and all those things. So really, it's one of those things where we now have to, modern-day human beings, we have to now really train our brains and train ourselves to focus, right? As opposed to multitasking and trying to do lots of different things. So for number four, for those of you who get distracted, I want you just to make a commitment, and it's like any other discipline, like losing weight or going on a diet or learning a sport. You just have to little by little by little practice being present. Maybe try it just for 5 minutes of this meeting. I'm going to be fully present. And then try it for 7 minutes of the meeting. I'll be fully present. And build and build and build from there until you really develop, again, the mental discipline to stay focused, even in a situation where you can't see the speaker and you can't see the rest of the audience and you're just listening. So great. So now let's look at number five. Number five of sort of the top challenges that you guys are facing when you have to deliver a telephone conference. So the top five challenges you're facing in terms of your virtual presence. So the top five challenge is, or the fifth challenge in this list is, the question is, how do I inspire the audience when I'm on the phone? How do I inspire the audience when I'm on the phone? That is such a great question, and it is actually really, really a packed question. So the challenge is, how do you inspire when the audience can't see you? You can't see the audience. Perhaps the energy level has gotten low. People are distracted. All those things. All those things are going on. And so the first thing I would say is, if you want to inspire your audience, you've got to be inspired. You've got to be inspired. If you want to engage your audience, you've got to be engaged. If you want to motivate your audience, you've got to be motivated. Now, what do I mean when I say that? Now, many times, my clients will say to me, well, I am motivated. I want my team to do X, Y, Z, and I'm motivated, and they should be motivated. That's their job is to be motivated, is to do this thing. And I will say to my client, yes, maybe you are motivated mentally, but are you physically showing you're motivated? Are you vocally showing you're motivated? Is your energy level showing you're motivated? Is your level of engagement around your topic showing that you're motivated? Because that's what your audience reads, and they take their messages from that. So right now, we need to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to jump right back into this topic around how do you inspire, engage, motivate when you're on the phone. So we're going to jump right back into that. This is Rasheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. And today we're talking about how to pump up your virtual presence. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rasheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader and the Muse. And today we are talking about how to pump up your virtual presence. And specifically, we're talking about telephone conferences and telephone meetings, the most deadly form of communication sometimes in a business setting because it just bores people to tears. But we're going to be talking about are ways to really pump up your virtual presence so that you can engage, inspire, and motivate folks on the phone. So, right before we went to break, I was talking about the fifth in a list of top challenges that listeners and my clients face when they are leading telephone conferences or have to have virtual presence or leading in virtual environments. And number five on my list is the question, how do I inspire on the phone? And so I'm also going to include in that, how do I engage or motivate? How do I inspire, engage, and motivate on the phone, right? When the audience can't see me, I can't see them, the energy level's low, it's late in the day, everyone's just really low energy and also distracted. How do I get them moving? So some really specific things, there are some specific things you can do to inspire, engage, and motivate on the phone. So as I said before, the first thing is you've got to up your energy level. If you want to inspire, you've got to be inspired. We've got to hear that and feel that from you. If you want to engage your audience, you've got to be fully engaged. That means you can't be distracted. You can't be multitasking and running the meeting. You can't be letting your mind wander because you're talking on the phone and you can't see people, so your eyes are sort of rolling back in your head and you're sitting back in your seat and you're slumped down and talking in a monotone. You can't allow that to happen if you want to inspire, engage, and motivate others on the phone. Also, there's some really specific things. So another thing is your posture, sitting up straight in your chair, feet flat on the ground, breathing deeply into the belly, really grounded, centered presence, physical presence supports your virtual presence. When you are sitting, right now I'm sitting straight up, my feet are on the ground, my back is straight. Whenever I do the show, that's my posture. I'm sitting up in my office chair because it gives me energy. It helps me stay energized. Now, if I allow myself to slump down and sit back, and that's what I'm doing now, I'm leaning, I have my head tilted to the side in my hand, and I'm sure you can probably hear the quality of my voice is changing because I'm in a very relaxed posture. I'm sitting back, I'm slumped, and so my voice is slumping into a monotone. It's hard for me to maintain my energy in this posture. So, you know, if I sit back up like I'm doing now, then automatically my voice changes. The same thing happens for you on the phone. I see it all the time. When I work with my clients, I hear it all the time. So your posture matters, and that's the way that you have energy that then begins to engage and motivate others. Now, some really specific things you can do here that I want to remind you about is, one, you need to use juicy language. Now, that's my term. I love this term, this idea of juicy language, because juicy language is just what it sounds like. It's evocative language. It's language that really is sticky. And it's impactful. You remember it, right? And so what I mean by that is using descriptive words. Instead of saying something like the report this month is very good, then you might say something like the report for this month is just spectacular. We have come so far from the month before. Because we have had big gains here, we've had big gains there, we've increased our ability to do this. And so you notice how I'm using these sort of big words, big gains, big this, I'm repeating it, so I have a little alliteration going. I used words like spectacular instead of good. So using descriptive words, usually, or what I call juicy language, will usually also pump up your energy, it gets physical gestures going, and it catches the ear of your listener. The other thing is that you also want to be specific, though, because you want it to be authentic. So, again, if I'm using a word like spectacular or fantastic, then I'm also going to say specifically why something is spectacular or fantastic, not just using these huge superlatives that don't really mean anything and could come off a little bit inauthentic, right? So again, as an example, I might say you guys did a fantastic job last quarter in reaching our sales targets, in increasing revenue, decreasing losses, and specifically on that XYZ project, you did these things that really blah, blah, blah. So see what I'm doing here? I'm using this big sort of lofty, juicy language. Something is fantastic. Something is spectacular. But I'm also going into specifics about what I mean. So that way, again, it's very authentic, exactly what I'm saying as I'm using this juicy language. The other thing that might be really helpful, or not might be, it is really helpful, is using a metaphor. Using a metaphor is a great way to capture the attention and capture the ear when you're on the phone, right? And it helps to really engage, inspire, and motivate others because, again, it's a verbal snapshot. It's a punch of really active visual language that people automatically get. So, for instance, you might say something like, so let's say if you're giving a talk to your team virtually and you want to congratulate the team on being really tenacious on a particularly challenging project. So you might say something like, you know what, team, our group has been like the little engine that could. No matter what has happened, no matter what obstacle was thrown in our way by the market or internally or by things completely beyond our control, as a group, we just continue to say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, and we overcame those obstacles. So, okay, so you see how I am using this big metaphor, the little engine that could, that really talks about how tenacious and how my team has been able to overcome obstacles. But instead of saying to them, you know, you did a really good job, you guys really hung in there, blah, 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 I said, we're like the little engine that could. And immediately everybody sort of gets that. It's a very rich imagery that people connect to. So using metaphor, using juicy language is part of juicy language, and it's one of the ways that you get people really bought into your message, engaged, inspired, and motivated to do stuff. A couple more things just in this segment, because this is a huge piece of the challenge that you guys face in pumping up your virtual presence. You want to be concise. Use bullet points. Use phrases. Just paint a picture. Just brush strokes, as opposed to exhaustive, detailed, long, verbose sentences packed with information or data or statistics. Right. So this is not the time to get into the weeds when you're on the phone. This is the time to use bullet points and bullet phrases. Another thing you can think about is there a way to use visuals? Does it have to be on the phone? Can you use a visual? Can you turn your presentation into a webinar? Can you have a PDF handy that your team can go through and that they're required to go through as you go through the call? So these are all things that you can do to really engage, inspire, and motivate. Maybe instead of having a traditional PowerPoint, you do a PowerPoint in the style of Nancy Duarte or Gar Reynolds, sort of that Steve Jobs school of strong images and very few words to really get people drawn in. So visually they're watching something on the screen and you're supporting that visual with your language and what you're saying. So that could be a way to really think about inspiring, engaging, and motivating on the phone. The last little bit to answer this question is to also think about, are there ways to ask questions ask your audience questions, throw out rhetorical questions that provoke thought, or ask them questions that they need to respond to. Or start painting a picture by starting off a sentence with what if, and you're sort of painting a picture of a possibility of the future. So things like that get people keyed in to what you're talking about. It forces them to stop multitasking and pay attention. And particularly when you live in the land of painting a vision or painting a picture or pointing towards something, then it's impossible for your listener to multitask because you're taking them on a journey where they're not dealing with where they are right now. They're looking towards the future. So being able to frame your message in those ways are things that all work together to help you inspire, engage, and motivate and have incredible virtual presence when you're doing a telephone conference call. So one of the other questions that came up from listeners and from clients, and this is number 6 in the top challenges facing you guys face in telephone conference calls, are some of these challenges I'm going to group together because they're all related to just the plain old mechanics of the call. So a couple things I hear are that people don't mute their phones. So inevitably you're on a conference call and there's someone, you know, I don't know, at Starbucks and you hear them ordering their coffee or their coffee's being made, or someone's in the car. So you hear all the road noise, or someone's just somewhere where you're hearing, you know, they're working from home and the dog's barking. Because they haven't muted their phones. So to me, that would fall under the category of really having some great ground rules before you start the meeting. So everyone knows once you jump on the call and we do a roll call, then everyone has to mute their phone and making sure everyone knows how to mute their phone. I've actually been on a call where one audience member was asked to mute their phone, and the person said, well, I don't know how to do that. And so those are things that need to happen in the ground rules so that everyone's clear about how to mute their phones. If not on their own phones with their own mute buttons on their phones, then certainly using whatever technological system you're using or technology system you're using, that they know whether they should push *3 or whatever it is. So that's part of the ground rules. It's just establishing the rules of the game, the foundational pieces that are in place for us to have the telephone conference. Just setting up clear ground rules and having people adhere to them as the leader of the call will really help pump up your virtual presence, because then you can run a much smoother phone call. The other thing that happens quite a bit on phones, and again, this is sort of related, is that everyone starts to talk at once. Right. So again, this is a function of not being able to see each other. So we don't have the visual cues that tell us when this person is going to talk or that somebody wants to talk. And so on the phone, many times what happens is everyone starts talking at once or several people start talking at once, particularly if the energy level starts to escalate or the topic becomes sort of a hot topic. That happens quite a bit. So again, this falls under ground rules. This falls under your ground rules. So perhaps it's worth instituting a ground rule that a couple things happen. One is that everyone introduces themselves or says their name before they start talking. And, you know, just simply says, this is Rochelle, I'd like to jump in. Or something that is the equivalent of sort of that visual cue that we get when somebody wants to jump in and talk. So that's one way to handle it. And it's time for us to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to jump right back into this idea of everyone talking at once, the challenge, and how you turn that into something that's an opportunity to really have your call run smoothly. So let's take a break right now. This is Rochelle McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. I am also the president of Dow Leadership Development. So check me out at www.tao-leadership.com. I'll be right back here on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochelle McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rochelle McCreary, your host of The Leader and the Muse. I am also the president of Dow Leadership Development. That's T-A-O, Leadership Development. And I would love to hear from you. So please, please, please reach out to me. You can join my mailing list at www.tao-leadership.com. Again, that's www.tao-leadership.com. I think I said that wrong. Let's try it again. www.tao-leadership.com. Okay, got it right this time. So feel free to look me up on the website, join our mailing list. We have lots of goodies that'll be coming out in the next month or so. So I'd love for you to pick up some free tips and tools and techniques and some ebooks and things that'll be coming out soon. Or to shoot me an email, you can go right there through the site. Okay. So let's get back to our sort of top challenges around having virtual presence, particularly when you're on a telephone conference call, the bane of the existence of many a client of mine and for many executives and entrepreneurs everywhere who have to lead teams virtually or do tons of conference calling. And this show is really dedicated to ways to pump up your virtual presence, particularly on the phone. So I was talking about one of the challenges that you guys face that I got an email about is when everyone talks all at once. So I said that you again, this falls under as the leader of the call, establishing some ground rules. So one of the rules could be that before you speak, that you state your name and let the call facilitator or the person running the call know that you want to speak. And just simply by saying, this is Rochelle, and I'd like to say something here. It allows for an orderly entry into the conversation, and particularly when things start to escalate or people get really excited on the phone or really want to jump in with their ideas. Because you can't see each other, you have to have some way verbally, vocally, to let others know that you want to speak and to do so in an orderly fashion. So it's a little counterintuitive because sometimes you get an impulse and you want to say something, you want to jump in. Having some ground rules around that make the call interesting and productive for everyone and efficient and effective, right? The other thing is to think about, does your technology allow listeners on the call to push a button that indicates they want to speak? So literally they push, the one key, and that's the equivalent of raising their hand to speak. And the call, the leader of the call would be able to have access to that and to know, Rochelle has raised her hand, or, Tim over here has raised his hand, right? So one thing you may want to check into is, does your technology support you being able to let people virtually raise their hand by pushing a button? Many, many conference call technologies support that. And many times what I find with my clients is that their technology supports it, but they don't use it. They're not fully using the technology. So again, if you want to pump up your virtual presence, you've got to figure out, how does the technology support what I'm doing? Am I fully leveraging all the technology I need to make sure that I can have an effective, not only effective meeting, but a meeting where my listeners are engaged, inspired, and motivated? So those are some ideas to think about in terms of how to have an orderly and effective meeting when everybody starts to talk at once or everybody wants to jump in there. So I have another issue that I got an email about that is really disruptive, again, on calls and can really, really drag down a call. And that is when people join the call late. Now, many times this just can't be avoided. You may be coming from, as a listener, you may be coming from another meeting. You may be late due to some other business reasons. But when you're actually leading the call, and you're talking and you've gotten a little ways into your presentation, and then you hear that constant ding, 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 ding as different people join the call, it can be incredibly disruptive. So how do we take that challenge and turn it to an opportunity to really pump up your virtual presence? So one thing is, go back to the presence of the person leading the call. If you're leading the call and this starts happening, one thing is for you to, again, remain high energy, remain centered and grounded and fully present, right? Because you're tempted in that situation to become distracted or to become irritated or to wonder, why can't these people show up on time? Or to think, oh, I can't stand that sound, or, oh, this is such disruptive. So as the leader, as the person leading the call, it's even more critical for you to stay fully present and just let those little bings flow off you like water off a duck's back, right? And just stay totally focused and lasered in on delivering your message, even though those disruptive sounds happen. The other thing you might want to try is a little technique that really plays into part of the ground rules, and that is you may want to consider asking your or sending out an agenda prior to the meeting and letting folks know that there's a little incentive if they call in to the meeting and join the meeting on time. And that incentive could be that they get to the meeting will end 15 minutes earlier. Or that you will shorten the next meeting, or that you'll eliminate another meeting that's coming up. So just thinking about, is there some kind of incentive you can offer folks to be there on time, right? So it could be, if you show up on time for this, if you show up on time for my meetings, then instead of having an hour meeting, we'll only have a 30-minute meeting. or instead of having an hour meeting, we're only going to meet for 45 minutes. So my experience with my clients is that time is a valuable currency, a valuable currency. So look at, you know, are there ways that you can get people there on time, incentivize them to be there on time so that you can then end early, right? And if you're practicing these virtual presence tips and techniques I'm sharing with you, then you can have a much more effective meeting, and it actually won't take as long because you're going to have high energy, that your folks are going to be more likely to be engaged in listening. You're able to be more effective. You're using juicy language. You're speaking in ways that are much more concise. So all that stuff shaves minutes off of a meeting. And instead of having an hour meeting, maybe you just need 45 minutes. Or maybe you just need a half an hour. Instead of having a half hour meeting, maybe you just need 20 minutes. And believe me, that those extra 15, 30, or 10 minutes are incredibly valuable currency for all of you. I know that. So try that technique and see how that works. So one thing I also want to bring up, and we only have a couple more minutes here for me to run through. I think I have actually one more challenge here that was identified by a listener, and that is when you are speaking and delivering this meeting and you're asking questions and no one responds, right? So a couple things could be happening. One is everyone's on mute, because we talked about that. You want to get people on mute so it lessens the opportunity for distractions, for sound distractions to happen. So people could be on mute and they start responding without realizing they're not off mute. It takes a moment for them to unmute and respond. So that could be one reason they're not responding. The other reason is they're multitasking. They're not fully paying attention, right? So how do you turn that into an opportunity? So one thing you can do is you want to run a program of complete surprise and shock and awe with your listeners. And by that I mean, I'm a jest here, but by that I mean do things that are completely surprising to them. Break your patterns, right? So just as an example, at the beginning you may want to do a call and response roll call, where you're calling out people's names and having them respond. Call out people's names, have them respond. Or you might want to throw one great big question out into the call at the very top. Or you might want to start with a big headline, big fat juicy headline that has big impact or is startling, or some big statistic that startles the listeners, right? The more you can sort of throw people off their game by doing things that are unexpected, the more closely they'll pay attention. Maybe you'll begin to call on people specifically by name just randomly throughout and ask them to report on something or comment on something. What do they think about something? When you do those kinds of things, it throws people off balance and they realize, you know what, I need to be listening a little closer because I don't know if she's going to call on me. Or I don't know, this is never, you know, she's running the meeting a little differently, so I need to really pay attention here. Or she may call on me to say something, so I need to be prepared. So the more that you can surprise folks, the more you can get a response out of them and make sure that they're totally paying attention. So those are sort of the top 8 or 9 ways that you're challenged in terms of these telephone conference calls. And I've also shared with you some great techniques for really pumping up your virtual presence. And I will say the number one thing is you've got to have energy. You've got to inject energy into that call. You have to have great posture and be breathing. Physical gestures create nice vocal inflection that keeps people engaged. You want to surprise people. Use juicy language. You want to keep everything going using metaphors and really concise language. Set up great ground rules at the very beginning. These are all things you can do to pump up your virtual presence. And if you want to learn more about pumping up your virtual presence, make sure you visit me at my website. That is www.tao-leadership.com. That's tao-leadership.com. And sign up for my newsletter, and you will get tons of information about virtual presence and lots of other things, and you will pump up not only your virtual presence, but you'll also pump up your personal brand, which drives your success. So thank you so much for joining us today on this episode of The Leader in the Muse, and make sure you join us every Friday at 12 noon Pacific right here on Voice America Business Channel. I'm Cheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and I'm at Dow Leadership Development.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse. with Rasheryl McCrary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.